The words of Jesus Christ are the words of life. In the book of Matthew, chapter 10, Jesus said, he told his disciples, "Are you willing to lose your life?" Test yourself, sir. Are you willing to lose your life to find it in Jesus Christ? If you're not willing to lose your life, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost. We're not talking about Sunday religion here. We're not talking about the denominational systems and hireling pastors and Roman Catholic priests. We're talking about the Son of Man, the Son of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. We're talking about the one who's going to rule the world with an iron rod. We're talking about the one that loves and cares and shed his blood and died to make a narrow path for you. We're talking about the one who's coming back in flaming fire. What's going to happen to you on that day when he returns? What's going to happen on that day when the clouds part and he's coming back? What's going to happen on that day when you hear, "Away from me, I never knew you, you workers of iniquity"? Sir, do you know the gospel?
Yes, I do.
Could you share it with me?
I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to be here when it comes down.
Oh, no. Pre-trib rapture is a lie. You want to talk about that?
No.
Why not? It's a lie, sir. He's coming one time. You're being lied to. What is the gospel?
If you're my neighbor and my brother, why won't you talk about the gospel? People that don't talk about the gospel don't have the gospel. So there's an old man like me, and he says that pre-trib rapture is going to save him. You're not going to be saved by pre-trib rapture. There is no pre-trib rapture. Christ is coming back. It says at the end of the tribulation he will come back. There's going to be a trumpet, and then he's going to lift up his saints into glory. There's not two different events. There's not a pre-trib rapture and then Christ's return. There's one event, but you're not even going to be included in that glorious event unless you're willing to lose your life and come follow Christ in spirit and truth. The Bible says to worship in spirit and truth. The Bible says, "All ye that are weary and heavy laden," that used to be me, I was encumbered by all my sin. Jesus said, "I'll give you rest." Are you willing to find rest in Jesus Christ? The gift of God, eternal life, is free, but there is a cost. The cost is you losing your worldly life, your pride, your vanity, your autonomy, your rebellion. Autonomy, I want to live my way. I want to do what I want. God says, become a slave for the King of Kings and the Son of Man, the Son of God, and you can find eternal life and joy and hope and peace. But too many people have created their own Savior. Too many people are living their own rebellious life. Too many people are following false man-made religion that cannot save anyone. Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God. Are you living by the Word of God? Are you living by Holy Spirit truth? Test yourself, young one.
What's that?
I think that you're doing the right thing by spreading the
you
word
do.
Of Jesus.
Well, thank you, young one. Thank you. God be praised. Thank you.
She got a gospel card. God bless you, little one. Come to the kingdom of God like a little child.
Did you ask him?
Yeah. If he didn't give you an answer, I don't think I'll give him any time. That was a blessing. A little one came up to me. You know what a little one just said to me? She said, "I think you're doing the right thing, telling people about God from the mouth of babes. What a glorious thing." 7 or 8 years old. "I think you're doing the right thing," she says. She told me, "I'm doing the right thing preaching Jesus Christ." Of course we're doing the right thing preaching Jesus Christ. Of course lifting up our voices is the way to go in this wicked, wicked, false, dying world set for the judgment and the wrath of God. Why do we do it? Because we love our neighbor. Because we want to tell the truth. Why do we do it? Because we warn people about sin and deception. Why do we do it? Sister Roman, did you see that? That was unbelievable. That was sweet. I should stop right now. The little girl's looking at me waving. She walks up. I looked at her dad, and I could tell he was okay with it. And she took a gospel card, and she said, "I think you're doing the right thing telling people about God." And I said, "Thank you, little one." I pat her on the head, and he smiled, and he gave me a thumbs up. And she took a gospel card. That was so sweet. That was awesome. I love that so much. I love the fact that the little ones, young ones see the truth of God. Young ones see the hope of eternal hope of Jesus Christ. Young ones aren't tainted by sin. Young ones aren't tainted by Satan's kingdom. Did you know you're walking through Satan's kingdom, neighbor? There's only two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Christ. Which one are you walking through? The kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan? It's pretty evident to see when you look and test the fruit. Satan's about the flesh. Satan's about temporal pleasure. In the book of Matthew, he took our master and said, "Serve me and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world." Guess what? Satan can't give away those kingdoms unless he owns and controls those kingdoms. Think about that, neighbor. Satan controlling the kingdoms of the world. So when we walk through the world, when you live and walk through the world, you're walking through Satan's kingdom. And if you go along with it, you're going along with Satan. You have to repent and rebel and come out of the world and come out of the church systems. Sir, take a gospel card and test yourself. We love you. The churches and the culture are lying to you. We travel the country to preach the truth. You can't be like the world in any way, or it's sin and it will separate you from holy God. And that metal death device on your chain, that won't save you. Actually, it'll bring the wrath of God if you don't live fully up to it. Did you know that's a pagan symbol? Do you know what Jesus actually died on? The word cross in the Bible means stake. He died on a tree. He didn't die on a cross. I just wanted to correct you on that. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses either. They actually have that right. But you got to come out of the world. You got to guide your family in holiness and righteousness. If you live, act, talk, dress like the world, you're of the world. You think the world's going to get the judgment of God or the grace of God? It's going to get the judgment. I don't want that for you.
Hold on. Trust me. I have a relationship with God.
But sir, I can tell by your fruit, if you're of the world, your relationship with God is a false one. I love you enough to tell you that. Because what's in your heart, is that your wife?
Yes, sir.
Do you love her? Do you take care of her?
I do.
Do you beat her or cheat on her?
No, I didn't.
That's the fruit that you love her. What if I told you that's my wife and then you find out I beat her and cheat on her? You'd say you're a liar.
Yeah.
So if you love God, you can't just have a relationship and live like the world. That's called being a liar.
Okay. So you're saying I'm living like the world? I'm just asking. Honestly.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, you've taken to the world's fashion. When God actually dressed us, I have articles on that in Genesis 3. You don't teach your wife to cover her head. The Bible actually teaches women to cover their head in 1 Corinthians 11. It's in the New Testament.
Okay.
You're here. Why are you here? Are you handing out gospel cards and preaching the gospel, or are you just entertaining yourself?
I'm bringing my son.
You're loaded with food. So see, James 4:4. I love you. What's your first name?
Joe.
Joe. Yes, I'm too close. That's my wife's sister. I mean, you'll see my brother and sister over there. The Bible says if we're fond of the things of the world, James 4:4. Mm-hmm. I just gave you a few truths about, you know, dress and head covering. Here's one. Christmas just left. Do you go to a religious body? A church?
A church.
If they keep the pagan holiday of Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, do you know these are lying holidays that were made up by the Roman Catholics? They're not anywhere in the Bible.
I know they're not in the Bible.
Yeah, so how can we add to God's word?
Yeah,
how can we add to God's word and do those things? We can't. So if you're a friend of the world, James 4:4, that word friend means if you're fond of the world. Let's say you go home and you go, "Man, I worked hard all week." You're clicking on football games and TV. That's vile, violence, carnality, pride. If you're fond of the things of the world, the Bible says you're God's enemy. I don't want you to be God's enemy. I want you to be a friend of God. You've got to repent and come out of all those false ways. My website is there for free. Thousands of resources. If you ever want help, there's my email. We'd love to Bible study with you.
Okay.
Can I tell you this, Joe? Look at God's standard is way up here. Can I offer you something? The church standards and the world is way down here. You got to get up to God's standard, and it's in Christ. He's our perfect righteousness, but then you must walk worthy. Jesus said, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you won't enter the kingdom of God. You can't rely on just him. You got a wife. You got to do your part, don't you? Does she do her part? What's your part in this blood covenant with Jesus? It's to follow, obey, come out of every false way. John 4:24. We must worship Jesus in spirit, a God in spirit and truth. The churches aren't the truth of God. Test yourself. This was a God-appointed meeting. Thank you for listening. We love you. Go deep and come out of the world. Come out of the churches. God be praised. All right, so we love to come and preach the gospel. Why do we do this? There's an encounter right there. That man was walking by. He took a gospel card. He stopped, and I got to fill him with truth that he needs that modern pastors are not going to tell him. That you got to come out of the world. That you got to seek in spirit and truth. That you got to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And unless you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. You can't live like the world and claim a holy Savior. You can't say you have a relationship with Jesus as you live in sin. The Holy Spirit does not dwell in sin. There is no darkness in God. There's only light and truth and hope. So if you say, I'm of God, but you live in willful sin, you're lying and you're not in God at all. Here you go. We don't want you to live in sin. We want you to live in spirit and truth worship. We want you to seek the kingdom of God, to glorify God with all of your members. And that's why we come into the streets for free. We're not like your typical man-made religion. We just stood outside. We just stood outside the Baptist faith, and the coward pastor wouldn't even come out with his Bible. Not one elder, not one man came out with a Bible. Why? Well, they did send a hired gunman out. One of the city police officers was there with his gun. They sent him out. Nice young man. I got to witness the gospel to him. But here's the thing. The Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Evangelicals, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Mormons, they're all teaching a false man-made way. Let's talk about it. Catholics come around about the 6th, 7th century. They're pretty old, but they're still false and pagan. Evangelicals come around about 500 years ago. The evangelicals come around right about that time. The Baptists come around the 1600s, all invented by man. The Mormons come around the 1800s. The Jehovah Witnesses come around about the same time. Late 18, early 1900s. All man-made religion built on false Jesus, false gospel, false worship, false witness before a holy God. But yet the Bible says you must worship in spirit and in truth. You're not in truth as you follow after man-made demonic religion like the Jehovah Witnesses or the Roman Catholics or the Baptists or the Lutherans. You're not following God as you follow all these false ways. There's an interesting fact about Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. That's how you enter eternal life, is through Jesus Christ. You don't enter eternal life following your own system. You don't follow eternal life following man-made religion. You don't follow the culture. Metal crosses are not going to save you on Judgment Day. False faith systems are not going to save you on Judgment Day. What might save you, what will save you, if you throw yourself at the mercy of Jesus Christ and his stake, it's a cross, and you surrender yourself to this holy God. And when you surrender yourself, God will make himself known to you and give you more light and truth. But if you love the world, you won't get light, you won't get truth. You have to repent and come out. Repentance. We can talk about these terms all day long. Repentance. Changing of your mind and your ways. Changing of direction. Metanoia. How about faith? Let's talk about, we'll go through the gospel. I'll do that on a new audio so we can go through the gospel together.